are back with the Good Time Super Saver Radio Hour on Club 1220 KLVB. And the number to call, 651-275-1220. And from Lake Elmo Wine Company, Kim joins us once again. Kim, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I was just talking about your Lake Elmo Wine Company yesterday and what a cool store it is.
Well, thank you.
And the fact that, you know, a lot of places, almost every place, well, they'll do wine tastings.
Mm-hmm.
But you do, from time to time, beer tastings.
Yes, we do.
As well, which makes sense because, you know, being the connoisseurs that you folks are, you know what people like, plus, you know, you work on getting imports and craft wines, beers, things like that. Somebody's not going to go and, ooh, that looks like a cool bottle of beer. I think I'll buy a case without,
right.
without tasting it first.
Exactly, with beers especially, because, you know, the smallest they come in are six packs usually.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to try out something new that you've never had or you've never heard of or is something new, it's a bigger commitment to buy six bottles. You try one. If you don't like it, they sit in your refrigerator.
Right, exactly. Let's talk about some summer wines.
Okay.
What's new? What do you recommend?
Well, I personally love rosé wines. They're great for the summer, especially for both red and white wine drinkers. Rosés, when I speak of rosés, I do not mean white Zinfandels.
Right.
They are pink in color, but they're a dry wine. And
oh, I like that.
Exactly. And they're fantastic. They're red wines that are just made in a lighter style. So they're great for the summertime when it's hot, and if you're having hamburgers on the grill or brats or steaks, things that normally you would drink a red wine
right.
with.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's too hot, sometimes you just don't want the heat that comes with a red wine. And a rosé is a perfect situation for that. You still get the red wine nuances and flavors and pairings, but then you don't have that warmth.
Right.
So they are just wonderful. We carry a wide range of them. They're just as varied in style and flavors as red wines are.
I don't know too much about wines, but I do know what I like, and I like mm-hmm. a red, and I like the drier the better.
Okay.
And that's what I like about your store, because I could walk in there and say,
yes.
Look, I'm looking for a red, the drier the better.
And
whoop.
And I say, this is what you want.
Well, let's talk summer beers now.
Okay.
What's new?
Well, the most of the craft beers, they all do their seasonals,
mm-hmm.
and the summer seasonals range in different styles from lighter pale ales that come out now this time of year. Some of the, they're called Radler style, which are beers that are a Pilsner style usually with some sort of citrus in, this,
oh, sure.
in them,
mm-hmm.
which makes them, again, very refreshing. The Liney Summer Shandy is an example that most people know of a Radler style. The British call it a shandy. But in that style of wine, beer, there are quite a few of them that are out, especially European or European in style.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very refreshing, very delicious, and again, great and light without being a light beer in the traditional sense.
Summer liqueurs, Marty, our account exec, wrote down 1800 coconut tequila?
Oh, yes.
That sounds intriguing. I love coconut.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
It's my personal.
Is it like a sipping tequila?
It is. You can do it as a sipping. It's a silver, 1800 silver, and then they put a hint of coconut in it, and it's not coconut the way you think of Malibu rum coconut
right.
and a piña colada. It's not that sweet coconut. It's more of, imagine it with a little coconut water. As opposed to coconut milk. So it
okay.
has that just nice, light, refreshing hint of the coconut that blends so nicely with the tequila. It's really a wonderful product and one I'm drinking this summer.
Well, and again, I encourage you, folks, if you haven't been out to the Lake Elmo Wine Company, we have certificates, $20 value for 14, and you can use one per visit. Always something new, whether it be seasonal or a brand new craft item. Mm-hmm. You'll find all your recognizable favorites as well, but founded by industry reps, they know what people like, what other restaurants and clubs and places buy for their customers. And then you guys also try to match up with new things.
Always.
You're not just going to buy, ooh, there's a case of wine we can get on sale for $2. Let's get a truckload.
No, definitely not. definitely not. I like, I, I, I was just talking to people about this yesterday, that there is a very big difference between cheap wine and inexpensive wine. Cheap wine, you spend too much money on it if you spend $3 on it, because it's $3 wasted, it's bad.
Right.
If you can spend $5 on an inexpensive wine, and it's a simple, pleasing, well-made wine, and that's wonderful and that's great. You don't have to spend $50 on a bottle every night.
Most of your wines are around 20 or less.
They are. Most of them are under 20.
A huge, huge selection to choose from, as well as the Beer Cave. You got to check that out. Ever-changing, if you're a beer lover. Regional favorites, hard to find craft beers, brews, imports, rare imports as well. And then they do beer tasting, which, like you said, you're not going to buy a six-pack or a case of something you've never tried before.
That's right.
And then they all sit in the fridge, like
exactly.
You said.
And then we're doing not this Thursday, but next Thursday. So the Thursday of Memorial Day weekend from 4 to 6, we're going to have the people from Two Gingers Irish Whiskey in the shop for a whiskey tasting.
Sounds good. Yes. Lake Elmo Wine Company, easy to find, just a kitty corner from the Lake Elmo Inn at 3511 Lake Elmo Avenue, north in downtown Lake Elmo. Kim, thanks for popping in today.
Thanks for having me, Reed. Great to see you.
Good to see you. Stick around. We have news coming up next. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.